So what do you think about retreatment here?
With much trepidation, probably with some steroids on board, if you did do it, perhaps with a different drug, but I don't think it makes much difference. I think it's probably independent of the nature of the IO. I'm intrigued that the pancreas is still resolved, but there's a new adrenal met, and it's isolated. I hope.
It's unilateral.
So I would talk to this person about possibly resecting that lesion if the pancreas is truly resolved.
Wow.
But it's an oligomet. We have increasing data, particularly in the TKI literature, about the management of oligomets. Maybe it doesn't have the same features as the original tumor. I wouldn't be surprised if the PD-L1 status is reduced or is completely disappeared. Maybe it has a different histology. This person, ordinarily, I would treat with chemotherapy otherwise, but they're refusing, and we encounter this all the time.
I like that idea of resection. Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I mean, she had a very rocky course after her first surgery. It will take some convincing, but I think they will consider it.
Can it be done laparoscopically?
We do that, if it can. Yeah, technically.
With a cyber knife?
Yeah,
that would
radiation.
Be another option.
Yeah, cyber knife, yeah, would mm-hmm. be another option.
That would certainly be less invasive, and she'd probably feel there's still some potential toxicity. I mean, there's a lot of vital organs near there.
Govindan, what would you be thinking here? And what do we know about treating people who've had, whatever, colitis, pneumonitis, serious complications again? I mean, it is a life-threatening disease. Do we have data on this?
So a couple of things. One, I want to address the issue of retreatment following grade 3-4 toxicity. Second is the resection of the oligometastatic disease. The first thing is, when somebody has had grade 3 or 4 toxicities, particularly pneumonitis, colitis, I think it'll be a little bit challenging to retreat those patients. It's highly likely that they have a reactive T-cell clones against some autoantigens, and that'll only expand again. And anecdotally, I've seen more colitis in patients who have had previous radiation to the pelvic region, or when they had a lesion in the bone, pelvic bone, so they got radiation. Severe colitis, you could conceivably think that these are synergistic toxicities, but I'll be reluctant to put this patient through this. There are patients who experience severe grade 3-4 toxicities, but they have a very long durable control of the disease because of possibly an expansion of a reactive T-cell clone against the tumor neoantigens. Obviously, that didn't happen here because you now have a new adrenal metastasis. So that brings us to the second point, resection of oligometastatic disease. One is fine, but beyond one, it becomes a little hard to justify. If somebody has had adrenal metastasis and has pancreatic lesion, unless you think the pancreatic lesion is an independent disease and that has to be treated on its own merit, and then you have single adrenal lesions, adrenal lesions are easy to resect. And of course, when you do surgery in these situations, you obviously tell patients that this is a little outside the norm and this may not necessarily cure this. And one could suppose that in a single operation, you can get both out. And so that's an option, but it is a bit unconventional one.
So we go into a next case, a final comment?
Yeah, I'm intrigued that the pancreas lesion is still resolved. So whatever cohort, T-cell expansion cohort that worked initially may still be working there, and the phenotype or molecular drivers in the separate adrenal lesion may be completely different. And I think that, in my mind, that's a further argument to actually do the resection, if it's feasible.